G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Triple M, you and Grant for breakfast.
On your local 963 Triple M, there is so much going on. We're giving you the chance to win $500 cold hard cash at the end of the week. And who wouldn't love $500 in their pocket in the lead up to Chrissy? If you would like to see if you can win it, I'm giving you better odds than Tad's Lotto. What you need to do is jump online, triplem.com.au/limestonecoast. I've got all the details online on how you can be part of this absolutely sensational giveaway in the lead up to Chrissy. Each and every week, $500 could be yours. It's all thanks to Clark Rubber, Mount Gambier Central Marketplace, Henry Post Jewelers, Red Gum Country, UFS Chemist, also the Federal Hotel, Cocky's Auto Pro, She's Apples, Anvil Electronics, and a host of other businesses across the Limestone Coast. And a big thank you to them for getting involved and helping us out to make your Christmases so much better.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Glenn Fry, the heat is on. It's 963 Triple M. Over the course of the last 28 days, I have been talking all about Movember, and I have been urging you, if possible, to help mates who are growing Mows to donate to the Movember Foundation. Now, the Movember Foundation here in Australia and across the globe do incredible things to improve the quality of life of blokes. Now, what they do, they're a charity that tackles prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. Now, these are all huge topics that 9 times out of 10 blokes refuse to talk about, because none of us want to talk about our prostate. None of us want to talk about testicular cancer. And most of us will only go to a doctor when we are dragged kicking and screaming. So if nothing else, it's a great way for blokes like me to talk to blokes like you about these issues. So I have been growing a mo during the month of Movember. Well, more to the point, I've been trying to grow a mow during the month of Movember. It hasn't worked very, very well. But as the month ends up, I've actually got what is a pretty decent mow. You can check out the photo online this morning. We've got just 2 days to go. And let's face it, it's not all about me. It's not all about me and my mow. It's all about you. And if you are growing a mow, or if you know someone who is growing a mow, if you know of somebody who has ever tackled prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, or issues related to suicide here in Australia. And I can probably pretty much guarantee that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, whether you're a bloke, whether you are a brother, a father, a son, whether you are a mother, a sister, a daughter, that you will know a bloke who has gone through one of these things. If you can help out a really great cause, what you want to do, the Movember Foundation have got a number of really cool ways that you can help out and you can donate. You can jump online. They've got a fantastic website. You can check them out via Facebook. You can reach out via other social media platforms as well. You can donate to a Mo Bro or a Mo Sister. Get behind. Donate directly to the Movember Foundation. It's probably a bit late to grow at this stage in the month, but please help out if you can. And to everybody who has checked out the photos during the course of the month and has made a donation to the Movember Foundation, a big thank you from me.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast. Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, a 73-year-old Mount Gambier man is facing court today for historic sex offences. Limestone Coast Police are reminding farmers to keep safety and security top of mind. Stage one of the waterfront redevelopment project at Port Mac has been completed, and the Coalition Government have launched a new small business fund, the move welcomed by Barker MP Tony Passan. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, these are just some of the stories that Catch is going to keep us up to date with across the morning this morning. And I've got to send a shout out to everybody who made their way up to the Rook Walk Centenary yesterday. There were people everywhere. The photos look absolutely amazing. Ockett LaRue, one of our photographers here in the Limestone Coast, was up there, and I shared some photos on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page last night about it. Looked absolutely incredible. And to everybody who went along and was part of what was a sensational day, not only to the organisers, but to everybody who went along, what a fantastic event for the Limestone Coast to celebrate a milestone of the Rook Walk and, of course, the Pepper Pot as well.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Hours after MP Julia Banks sensationally quit the Liberal Party, former PM John Howard issued her a very stern warning and had a dig at her. Luke and Euphoname were talking about the world of Australian politics this morning, and here is just some of what they had to say.
Gee whiz, what's going on in Canberra? Julia Banks. She delivered a scathing critique of Australian politics. She has abandoned the Liberal Party. Mm. She's now in the crossbenches. And it leaves the government struggling. Now, they're two seats down.
They are indeed. The minority government after Malcolm Turnbull, left, and then, David Sharma couldn't retain the Wentworth seat for the Liberals, that went to Karen Phelps, obviously independent, and now we see further in drama for the Libs. And it was a big day, but basically just a big day for the Libs in Canberra, and the fact that Scott Morrison basically has alluded to the fact that, yep, we're going to a May election, that the budget's going to be early, and that there's going to be a couple of weekends in May where we're going to be heading to the polls. Well, what can you say? They're basically in damage control. You know,
they're not controlling it, Hugh. They're just in damage. I heard yesterday the Liberal Senator Lucy Gachui.
Mm-hmm.
She said the party cannot hide their face in the sand. So they're facing a federal election. New South Wales is also going to the polls.
It's in March.
And that'll be interesting to watch as well.
Yeah, well, that's obviously all on the back of Victoria and the heavy loss that the Libs, the coalition, faced just last weekend. And of course, the news poll, it's all just pointing down at the moment.
Now, here's something to go into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Smith is saying he may well contest the seat of McKellar.
Yeah.
That's former Brougham Bishop seat. It was returned to the Liberal Party by an absolute unknown, a Neville Nobody. If the mood is right, Dick,
why not?
Dick is a chance.
Dick is a chance. Why not? Give Dick a chance. He's 74. He's saying, look, it should be going to a younger man. But he's just gone, well...
His views on population control, migrant control, are shared everywhere.
Yep.
He's known as the Little Battler, even though he's a squillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But he mentioned a few months ago that he's going to have to shut down the Dick Smith food lines because he can't compete with foreign bodies. Yeah. People love those
screaming
sort of...
Aldi.
He's screaming at Aldi.
Mm.
Dick Smith running for McKellar.
Yeah, well, as I say, 74, and he's just basically said, look, bugger it. I feel that he's sort of saying, look, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't. Why? There should be a younger voice out there actually doing this. But he's just putting his hand up going, why not? He thought about it last election, but actually pulled out sort of at the last minute.
Oh, he's teased us over the years.
Yeah, oh, true. Very true.
He has teased us over the years.
Now, on 963 Triple M, what do you think of the idea of Dick Smith going into the world of politics? I think that it would make politics in Australia a whole lot more interesting. And I'd love to know from you whether you would support such a move. So many people on the night shift overnight were talking all about the fact that they would vote for Dick Smith in a heartbeat. Some even saying that Dick Smith should be the first president of Australia should we go down that road, getting rid of monarchy completely.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Now, a little while ago, I was talking all about Movember and the fact that mental health is one of the big focuses of Movember. Today in the national newsroom, Hannah Rose Hamer is talking all about the fact that mental health is at least seen to be the biggest issue facing Australia, according to young people. John Howard is making news not only for his dig to a member of parliament who has become an independent, leaving the Liberal Party, but also reckons that the Libs still can win in the upcoming federal election. That will be interesting to see. And there's wild weather across Australia, not only in New South Wales, but fires continue in Queensland as well. And a contingent of Country Fire Service volunteers and members from the MFS from here in South Australia are heading towards the Queensland fires today.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now on your local 963 Triple M, not only are we going to have a massive day on Friday as Mount Gambier goes on sale, not only am I going to give you the chance at $500 cold hard cash on Friday morning, You can find out the details online at triplem.com.au. But we are also putting on our Santa hats in the lead up to Christmas. And here at Triple M, with the help of the Salvos, we would like to make Christmas a whole lot brighter for kids across the region. Our toy drive is back and we would like donations of new toys. You can drop your donations into Triple M's reception. Come and say good day to myself and Gab. We'll take care of it from there. We'll send it all to the Salvos. The Salvos will do their thing and Christmas will be a whole lot brighter for kids in need in the Limestone Coast, which is absolutely fantastic. We would love your help there because it's not possible without you and everybody across the Limestone Coast. So if you'd like to make a donation, all you need to do, new toys, any age, remember teenagers though, because they are often forgotten, please make a donation at Triple M's reception. It's as easy as that.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M Friday is going to be an absolutely huge day on Triple M. Not only am I going to give $500 cold hard cash to one lucky listener across the Limestone Coast, you can catch me at the main corner this Friday from 12 till 3 as well. Forget click and collect. What we'd love you to do is to shop local and to support local business that employs locals across the Limestone Coast. It's all thanks to Canopy Interiors, Mango's Fashion, the Gambia Hotel, Food for Thought, DJ Interiors, Bare Necessities Lingerie, Henry Post Jewellers, The Book Place, Faith Jewellers, Red Gum Country, UFS Chemist, and a whole host of really amazing businesses across the Limestone Coast who not only employ locals but help out locals in so many incredible ways. This Friday, Mount Gambier is going to be on sale and it all kicks off, in fact, from tomorrow, right the way across the weekend as well. And we'll be talking all about it on Friday.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Classic ABBA for you, 963 Triple M. Pages of the paper today. Some great photos from the truck, family truck show that took place on the weekend. Also some great photos from the Rook Walk Centenary Milestone that took place yesterday as well. And it was great to see so many people go up to the Rook Walk and the Pepper Pot to be part of this fantastic event. On the front page of the paper today, public schools across the state are going to strike tomorrow morning to demand respect from the state government during ongoing enterprise bargaining negotiations. First time in 10 years that the teachers have gone on strike, apparently. And the public vote to decide the ambitious Rec Centre's future, $39.1 million is what it's going to cost. We are going to start seeing the distribution of the community survey from today, which needs to be returned by the middle of December, I think, from memory. I'll find out more details and give it to you later on this morning. But these are the stories that you're going to read more about in the pages of the paper today. And online, council have got some fascinating information about the community recreational hub, as they are calling it. And if you've got questions that you would like answered, they've got a frequently asked questions page. There are pop-ups that are taking place across the city at the moment as well. You can find out details just down the road from Triple M. In fact, right the way across the next couple of days, there is an information session taking place at the library between 11 and 2 today. And I will put all the details online at triplem.com.au.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, if you'd like to know more about the community hub, the Sport and Rec Centre that is being proposed for the city of Mount Gambier, we are being asked the question whether we want to support it, and the surveys are going to go out from today. If you would like to know details from the council, we've got them online for you this morning at triplem.com.au.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
It's time to catch up with the member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell. He's on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Troy, there's been a lot of talk on social media over the last couple of days about an idea to bring rail back to the Limestone Coast, and you're one of the blokes that knows a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I've been involved in the discussion, and I know many people will say, and perhaps even you'd say, that haven't we been here before? But the reality is, if we want to increase jobs in our region and have a manufacturing base, that is, we take the raw material, we manufacture it into something, well, those finished products, whether it's panel board, whether it's toilet tissue, whole range of other products, they have to go somewhere. And they predominantly go to Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, because that's the three big population centres. We are having some difficulty getting long-haul drivers who will do the overnight and, you know, three, 4 nights away from home. Mm. So rail is something that I think is important to look at and see what the benefits are if we re-establish it. Now, I've started discussions with the state government and Stephen Noel, and he tells me to revitalise rail. It's about 1 to 3 million per kilometre, depending on the state of it in its existing form. So really we're just at the very first, you know, hurdle of looking at a study and saying, what would the benefits be? But, you know, I want more jobs in Mount Gambier. I want more jobs in the southeast. And once we finish the manufacturing process, that product has to go somewhere. So this is really about, you know, future-proofing jobs for our region and saying, well, is there a better way that we could get some of these trucks off the road and get this product into Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane?
Is it something that you're also going to look at to take trucks off the road in between here and Portland when it comes to the timber industry?
That's a lot more difficult. And the reason being is it's really a short haul position from, you know, Mount Gambier to Portland. It's only an hour. So if you sit back and think about it, the logs come out of the forest, they get cut, they get put on a truck, and then that truck goes, and if it's going to Portland, it takes off straight away from Portland. If you're then saying, well, we're going to park that out at the sale yards where this intermodal will be, and all an intermodal is taking product from a truck and putting it on a train. Mm. We're going to sit it there. We're going to wait until we get enough for the carriages to be full, unload it, put it on, and then eventually get it to Portland where we have to do the reverse, get it off the train, put it on a truck to get it to the port. It doesn't stack up in my mind. So I don't think that is a viable solution. What we're really looking at is how do we link into the national rail, which is already established. And if it's only 14 or 15 kilometres from our side to get into the Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane markets, then that's the focus of this study. The short-haul stuff, Gambier to Portland, I don't see this as a viable solution.
Troy, you bring up an interesting point. It would need to be something that we invest in to get investment back in the region, I am assuming, because nobody is going to bring investment to the Limestone Coast and manufacturing without that sort of expressway to get their product back out to where the population base is.
Well, that's the real danger, and I want to let listeners know that, you know, you've got two options. You either manufacture close to where the raw product is, and that's what we do at the moment with our sawmills, and you could argue a bit of Kimberley Clark as well, but we want to expand all of that into horticulture and agriculture, things like that. But the other way you can do it, and companies would look at this, is, well, we transport the raw material to where we want to manufacture, and we manufacture very close to where our population centres are so that the end product hasn't got far to travel to its customer. So the real risk that we have is that we become a ghost town because all the raw product leaves and gets manufactured at Sydney or Melbourne or up in Queensland. And then it's very easy for the companies to then get the finished product to their customers. So we do have to think about this, and we've got to be proactive and make sure that, hey, you want to come and manufacture in the southeast? Fantastic. We have the transport solution already nutted out for you. And that's not taking away from our trucking companies. We've got lots of very, very good trucking companies in the southeast. This is just another string to the bow, saying for those long haul, those, you know, 2-3 nights away, where companies are starting to have trouble getting truck drivers who are prepared to do that, we've got another solution.
Troy, I am all for bringing economic development to the Limestone Coast. I'm all for the region growing, and I'm all for more jobs for local people. But historically, we have seen regional development in the Limestone Coast falter and fail at probably every point, and I'm more than happy to be proved wrong in that statement. So how do you attract industry to the region that is going to benefit the region and not just, as you say, take product out of the region and manufacture it somewhere else?
That is the great challenge, Ewan. I think the first thing you've got to do is have targeted regional investment. And if you invest in the infrastructure, they will come. So, you know, invest in power, invest in your roads, invest in your transport logistics. That provides the backbone for any industry to come. Now, what we've seen by, you know, previous state and I'd suggest federal government as well, is they'll cherry-pick an industry and say, right, we're going to put money into X industry. And that's great for that industry. Trust me, if someone was going to give me a $5 million boost to my business, well, you take it with both hands.
And run, but, exactly.
Of course, but what they should have been doing and what I'm aiming to do is focus that investment, not at an individual business level, but at the infrastructure level so that all businesses can leverage off of that and all businesses be successful. And like I said, power is a big one. We're still doing a lot of work on power, but transport is vitally important as well. And you've got water and some other basics that the investment should be to those enabling type infrastructures, not an individual business.
Troy, no doubt we're going to talk more about the study into rail and more about economic development across the Limestone Coast. Hopefully there is some good news in the works to bring jobs to the Limestone Coast region, because that's what we all want for our kids, for anybody who is looking at you know, gaining, I suppose, a better way of life here in the Limestone Coast. It's what we're all working for.
Absolutely. And there will be, Ewan. There's a lot of people starting to focus into this area now. So I'm very hopeful that, you know, we've got a very bright future and going to make sure we've got a bright future for our kids.
Troy, great to talk to you this morning, mate. You have a great day.
Thanks, Ewan. Cheers, mate.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Later on this morning, I'm going to try and tell you a little bit about unicorns, dinosaurs and kittens. They're all going to come to Port Mac over the course of the next month or so. I'll have details on it for you soon. But right now, here is Karcher with the local news.
Thank you, Ewan. Making headlines in our region, detectives have arrested a 73-year-old Mount Campion man, extraditing him to Victoria. The District Council of Grant have announced the completion of Stage 1 of Port Mac's foreshore redevelopment project. Barker MP Tony Passon has supported the launch of a new fund, and police are calling for farmers to keep track of everyone coming and going from property and boosting farm security. All of that in sport coming up soon.
The Limestone Coast. 963 Triple M. Ewan Grant.
On Friday, I am going to be down at the main corner between 12 and 3. I am going to be doing everything that I can to champion shopping local and to support local businesses that employ locals in the Limestone Coast. You can come on down. We're going to have some fantastic giveaways on offer during the course of the afternoon. It'll be a chance to get all your Christmas shopping done and to shop local, which is the big thing to do in the lead up to Chrissy. It's all thanks to businesses like Clockwise Jewelers, County Great, Vanity Makeup Bar and Body Lounge, Dactari Sport, That's Yanni's, Bare Necessities Lingerie, Canopy Interiors, Mango's Fashion, The Gambia Hotel, Chapman's News Agency, Intersport, UFS Chemist, Red Gum Country, Faith Jewelers, and a host of other businesses who have all got on board. It's going to be a massive couple of days in the Limestone Coast, and we will tell you all about it on Friday on your local.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is time to talk sport across the Limestone Coast. Milo joins me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Ewan. Good morning, fellow coasters. Now, it is cricket season, and tonight it's the South Aussie Big Bash 2020 round one, and that'll happen across our region at 5:30. Pinola versus Millicent District Cricket up there at McCorkendale Park, Pinola. Millwell versus South Gambier at Frew Park, that's Pool B. Now, Pool A, West Gambier will clash with North Gambier at Molesey Park, and East Gambier will do battle with Glencoe at Alan Scott Park, and that's over beyond McDonald Park there. Now, of course, on the weekend, cricket will continue, and it will be the statewide 2020 Champions Cup. It'll be the South East playoff at Frew Park, and at 10 o'clock it will be Mount Burr versus the Narracourt Townies. 1 o'clock it will be Willaluka further up the track coming down, playing South Gambia. And then the winners will play off for the right to progress to the state qualifying final. So good luck to everyone there, of course. Now, still on cricket, the Western Waves teams have been announced for the Victorian Youth Premier League. And congratulations to local reps in the under-17 female troop. It was Chloe McKenzie, under-16 males, Elliot Fisher, and under-14 males, Caden Webber and Bodie Hosking. So let's hope they get a gig and play their very best cricket. Now, footy season's not here, but the Veolia Limestone Coast Women's Footy League has a free clinic this Sunday at McCorkendale Park, Penola. Everything's happening at Penola at this stage. Now, all school levels are welcome. From 1 to 2.30, there'll be a free football clinic covering the skills and fundamentals of the game. 2.45 to 4, it'll be coaching females fundamentals session. And, of course, all that information, as usual, is on the Veolia Limestone Coast Women's Football League Facebook site. Now, talking netball, Netball South Australia have named their 17-under development squad, and it's congratulations to these two Millicent Netball club players, Lucy Denton and Madison Haggett.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're talking local sport. It is basketball, South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Round 17 in a season of 15, and the men, boy, Cougars, triple figures, 103. Kane DeWitt leading the way with 45. Well, they demolished Bulldogs Red 64, but we must mention Lockie Hunter 22. And good morning, Narracourt. Matty Black 17 gave some resistance.
Yes, but only token resistance, Milo. The Cougars boys really got the job done very well, and Bulldogs really had no answers, really.
Now, probably the game of the night, Bulldogs blew 77, Simon Burkefield up to par, 32. Defeated Panthers 72, big Rob Hine 24. So must have been a nip-and-tuck contest there.
It was at times, but and right throughout, the margin was in single figures, but it was just the smarts of Simon Burkefield and Dallas Jeffries towards the end that steered them to their 5-point win. But it was certainly the game of the night and the most entertaining. And full marks to Rob Hine with 24. He's one of those quiet achievers, Milo.
And you've highlighted all season that Roos men have been a bit stiff, losing some close games. Well, they made sure 78 with the duo, Sutton 19 and McCool with 17, defeating the young developing Millicent Cats 68. And we must mention Connell Schultz with 13. Now, Tommy Daly suited up, so obviously it's good for those boys when he's on the court.
Yes, that's right. But probably the difference was that Sutton and McCure just had the height over the side with the Cats lineup. Josh Murphy wasn't in the lineup, and so that made a huge difference for Cats.
Now, the women's game looked like regulation wins. Cougar 65, Michaela Horrigan getting consistent points, 21, and Tennille Gray 17, defeating Panthers 48. Emily Close, no surprise, was 17. Were Panthers in the contest at any stage?
Yes, they certainly were right in the contest right up until halfway through the last quarter, and then Tennille Gray took over, as does Simon Burkefield and Dallas Jeffrey. She took over and led the team to a very comfortable win, but I would say that margin, Milo, is not typical of the game that was played over the 40 minutes.
The local derby, Saints 73, Emily Winter 19, Alana Winter 14. They defeated Cats 61, and no surprise, Olivia Fuller leading the pack with 31. So Saints are still in command over there.
Yes, the Winter sisters were just a bit too much for Olivia Fuller, and their combination, along with the height of Maddie Haggett and Georgia Winter, so they were just too tall for Olivia and the Cats players.
Now, just keeping an eye on the time, Beth, tonight, round 8 of 15, the men, and it's 5th versus 4th, Cougars versus Panthers, your selection?
Oh, Cougars, after their scintillating form last Wednesday night, Milo, you can't go. They're the informed side after that performance.
Okay, going to keep their final spot alive there. Now, Bulldogs Red, top of the roost, they will take on the developing Cats. So it might be a case of watch and learn, Beth.
Yes, I think they'll have to bounce back from here. The young bucks in Lockie Hunter, Matt Black and Mitch Hunter, they're going to have to really be tough against Cats because they're competitive right down the line.
And Lucky last in the men, Bulldogs Blue second and Ruse three. Now, this should be the game of the night, and obviously the prize might be a double chance down the track.
Well, it could be, although Ruse are one win behind Bulldogs Blue, but certainly the game of the night and the feature of the night, and it'll be interesting to see how Sutton and McCure handle Birkfield and Jeffrey.
Now, Panthers fourth in the women will tussle with Bulldogs fifth, and one would think Panthers will win that one.
Oh, yeah, but not with any confidence you can pick Panthers. Bulldogs are certainly improving, and Malcolm Allen's showing a lot of faith in his players, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's an upset there, Milo.
And over at Millicent, and this is definitely going to have a bearing on double chance down the track, Cats third, Cougars second, game on.
Yes, it certainly be, and it'll be the influence of Tennille Gray versus the influence of Olivia Fuller. So that'll be a very interesting game, that one.
Beth, as always, thanks for your coverage, and we'll find out what happened next Wednesday morning.
We certainly will, Milo.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There'll be a disruption to schools tomorrow across the southeast and across the state as teachers take strike action for the first time in over a decade. It's one of the continuing stories of the last couple of days. Strikes will result in schools closing until about 12:15 p.m. tomorrow. Some schools in the Limestone Coast will be affected. Some schools will remain open. And hopefully we'll be able to bring some details on that across the day today. Now on 963 Triple M, to find out what else is making news nationally and locally.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M's Summer Beach House.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Now on 963 Triple M, we're going to send out a shout out to everybody who has entered the draw to see if we can make them a winner. Triple M club members have the chance to win a family holiday for four to the Gold Coast. Staying at the Triple M Summer Beach House, it is going to be absolutely fantastic. Oh, a couple of days on the Gold Coast would just be wonderful. I hope my boss is listening. Now we're going to hook you up with flights, five nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and if that is not enough, we're going to give you an extra $500 to fill your fridge. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you join up to be a club member. And if you are a club member, look out for the email that says, we would like you to be part of this sensational opportunity. Triple M Summer Beach House, we would like to send you there. The brand new Ruby apartment on the Gold Coast. They do not do ordinary. You can find out all the details online at triplem.com.au.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Christy Leamy joins me on the line from the Mount Gambier Public Library. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Christy, lead up to Chrissy. You guys have got a fantastic event at the library this weekend.
Absolutely. It's one of our absolute favourite events to put on. It's Carols by Fairylight, and we've got that happening this Saturday at 10:30. And it's just a magical little event for the whole family. And we're really pleased this year that the carols will be performed by St. Martin's Lutheran College School Choir. So really fun event. The whole family gets involved. We have music books made up so that everyone can get involved and sing and dance. We'll have LED candles available for sale. And it's just beautiful and it's free. And we just invite the whole family along.
For people who would like to know more, how can they find out the details?
Absolutely. So have a look on our Facebook page or on our website, but do let us know if you're coming along. We usually have a couple of hundred little tackers come along to this, so always great to make sure that we've got enough music books, etc. So give us a call, 8721 2540.
Christy, great to talk to you this morning. We'll catch up and talk school holiday activities soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ewan.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Time to check out what is making news around the Limestone Coast. Katja joins me for a chat.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, a 73-year-old Mount Gambier man has been extradited to Melbourne to face historic sexual offence charges. A $2 billion fund has been introduced, the scheme applauded by Barker MP Tony Passon. Investigations continue into the reported theft of diesel from properties across the southeast, and work will soon begin on developing plans for Stage 2 of the Port Macdonald Waterfront Redevelopment Project, Stage 1 declared complete. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Kotu will be back in the next 10 or so. Hannah Rose Hamer will stop on by as well. And don't forget, if you would like the chance to win cold, hard cash, I am giving you that opportunity right now. We've got $500 each and every week that could be yours in the lead up to Chrissy. To be part of it, what you want to do, you want to jump online to triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. You'll find all the details there. It's all thanks to Anvil Electronics. She's Apple's, Cocky's Auto Pro, UFS Chemist, Red Gum Country, Henry Post Jewelers, Marketplace, Mount Gambier Central, Clark Rubber, and a whole host of other amazing businesses across the Limestone Coast who are helping us out to make Christmas a little bit brighter for you.
You and Grant. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Myla, Triple M, we're talking local sport, and it is your podiatrist touch footy. Good morning, regular commentator Megan Von Derby.
Good morning.
Now, we did have a round seven at the Mecca Vanstart Park, and just having a look quickly, Vesta Vikings still winless, 5, going down to Panthers, 7. The other game in front of me, Panola Eagles 4, well, they weren't good enough to knock off Cooper's Giants. First win for the Giants, 7. Now, I bet you they had a quiet celebration, Megan.
Yeah, they probably would have scored and had a few tails, I think, at the South Aussie. But, Panola Eagles, I'm not sure what's going on. They really have the talent. They just need to get it together.
Now, the game of the night, it was the sister teams, Tiki Roos, Tiki Blues, both undefeated. Well, they remain undefeated, 5 apiece, and you played in this game. Welcome back. So it highlights it's going to be on the night as the season opens up.
Yeah, it was a really good game. They were all down a few subs, so it'd be interesting when they have their full team. But, yeah, it was a tough game.
Now, bigger fish on the weekend just gone. The troop headed over to Ballarat for the Western Affiliates Cup, and... well done to the men. They got through to the grand final after getting over Ballarat and went down to Melbourne-based combination Princess Park Touch. So a big ask, but 5-3, that wasn't a bad result considering the populations we have to pick from.
Yeah, it was a really good game. The boys did really well. I mean, obviously Melbourne is a very strong area for Touch. So to, get, that close in a grand final against... a really good affiliate in Princess Park. So, yeah, they did really well.
A bit of R&R and refuelling, and the mixed team on Sunday finished second in their pool. That meant semi-final against old foe, the Mexicans from Ballarat. Went down 7-3, but, gee, Ballarat boasts a few handy players, an Australian rep and a couple of state reps.
Yeah, they did. So those guys are currently based in Ballarat, they're telling us at the moment. So they qualified to play for them. And that Australian rep, he just had the best long ball, the best passing I've ever seen. So can't really match that, unfortunately.
Very diplomatic. A couple of ring-ins, I'll say it. Now, well done, Luke Johnson. And we know he's reaching the heights, voted mixed open male MVP. Now, no doubt Luke's on the horizon and on the radar for a gig with the Vic State Country team again.
Yeah, possibly if he wants to. There's also South Australian trials coming up as well, which we're discussing whether he was going to go to or not. So we'll have to wait and see.
Now, of course, on the horizon in the new year, your Podiatrist Cup, first time over here, usually in Portland, will entertain at the Mecca, 19th of January. So all those details are on Facebook and that'll come around quick. And there's some pretty healthy... dollar prizes there for the winning teams. Now, round 8 tonight at Vanstart Park, your podiatrist, Mount Gambier Touch Association. Just quick selections, Megan. Panthers 4th will take on Tiki Tigers 3rd, so this will be a great game.
Will be. I'm not sure who to pick. I'm going to go for Panthers just because I played with the boys on the weekend.
Well, Vesta Vikings, I think they'll still be winless because they face the undefeated Tiki Roos.
Yes, unfortunately, Kikaroos will get over the line in that one.
And, of course, Penola Eagles will be looking to get back in to the winners' list and stay in touch with the four, but they take on your mob, Tiki Blues, so should still be a good game.
Yeah, we drew with them first round. Unfortunately, they haven't put together a win since then, but fingers crossed Tiki Blues can get over the line.
Just still waiting to see if Adam Hoggett-Merritt's name appears on the team sheet. As always, Megan Von Derby, thanks for your coverage across the board with your podiatrist, Mount Gambier Touch Footy.
No problem. Thanks.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Now, as my friends will attest, I'm very good at ignoring my mobile phone when I don't have to be using it for the likes of work. Now, if I was to get a strange call on my mobile phone, the likelihood is that I would ignore it. And I'm sure most people would, but it's those people that would take to heart what is said in a mobile phone call that have got police worried, especially in the eastern states at the moment. In Sydney, police have issued a warning in regards to a scam. Now, the scam sounds a little bit like this.
With lawsuit cases getting filed under your name. The moment you receive this message, I want you to get back to me on my department division number 86102-0472. I repeat, 86102-0472. Now if we don't hear from you, we have to issue arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Now, obviously police in New South Wales have had enough of these calls from people who are being scammed to warrant putting out a press release about it. Now, if somebody sent a message like that to me, which is just an electronic recording, I'd hang up on it straight away. But it's the people that wouldn't. It's the people that would call back that we want to make sure don't get caught up in this scam. So whatever you do, if you get a strange phone call from somebody who is telling you that class actions are going to be taken against you or anything like that, it is a scam. Nobody in Australia is going to do stuff like that, and they will reach out to you in other ways.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now, just in regards to the school strikes that are going to take place tomorrow, teachers in South Australia are set to strike during the course of the morning up until about 12:15. Some schools in the Limestone Coast will be closed. Some schools will remain open. And as I said, it's the first strike that teachers have had in South Australia for apparently over 10 years. Now, I've just been in touch with the Education Department and they are still compiling a list of schools that will or won't be open. There is a lot of information on schools' Facebook pages, though, and I am sure you would have got some information if you've got kids at school just in regards to who will or won't be open tomorrow. But just be aware that school strikes will be taking place as teachers go on strike tomorrow.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. The Toy Run is back this weekend. The Cruise for Kids. Jezza is on the line to give us all the details. Jezza, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Jezza, the Toy Run's been going now for, well, more years than I can remember. It's a fantastic event that takes place every December.
Yeah, it is. It's been going for about 60 years in South Australia, in Mount Gambier. I'm not sure how long it's been going. I'm guessing around 30 years or so. So, yeah, it's definitely a major event that happens every year.
Now, you guys obviously do it for a great cause. Tell me all about it.
Yep, so in previous years, all the gifts have gone to help vulnerable children and families through St. Vincent de Paul. This year is a bit of a twist. We've actually decided to donate the presents directly to places like Baptist Care, Anglicare, Pangoola, and a few local schools as well. That way we can get to a broader range of children that often miss out at Christmas time or families that can't afford to buy much for their children at Christmas.
Mm. Jezza, obviously each and every year so many people across the Limestone Coast get involved. How many people usually turn up for the Toy Run?
I think last year we had about 300 bikes turn up, which was fantastic. This year we've got cars as well and trucks, so we're hoping to break that 300 mark, and I'd love to get 500, but it's also weather dependent. So it's going to be good weather this weekend, so hopefully everyone comes out for it.
Absolutely. Now, Jezza, tell me all about the Toy Run, where you're going to kick off from and how people can get involved.
Okay, so there's a few ways you can get involved. The main run leaves Mount Gambier Marketplace at 12:30. It does a loop around Pick Avenue, Lake Terrace, Will Street, into Vance of the Park where we finish. But if you want to leave Mount Gambier at 8 o'clock in the morning from the old Bunnings place, we're actually going to Narra Court. So we'll meet the crew at Narra Court and we'll travel back through Penola through to Mount Gambier. You can also leave Millicent at 8 a.m. from the skate park. There's a group of people going from Millicent through to Nowra Court. And you can also leave Marketplace at 10:15 to go to Panola and then come back with the group as well. So it's up to you. If you want to go for, you know, a 200k ride, or you go through to Nowra Court and come back, if you want to do just a short part, you can start from Marketplace at 12:30.
Jezza, you guys have got a pretty cool Facebook page as well that's got all the details online, yeah?
We have.
Jezza,
all the details are there. There's drop-off points for the gifts and donations as well if people want to do it before the day. Or we'll have a van that's been donated to us by Avis, and we'll be picking the presents up as well.
Jezza, great to talk to you. It's going to be a fantastic event on Saturday. Thanks for joining us this morning for a chat, mate.
Anytime, thank you.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, what could I say? I am almost out of here for the day. Ray Hadley's in a moment. Chaos in Sydney with all the weather that's going on at the moment. He's going to be talking about that. Chaos in Canberra as well. In our political parties, we're going to find out all the latest. And you can join the conversation across the day today. Guy is going to be back this afternoon. He has got classics galore for you throughout the afternoon. And he is going to tell you all about how you can be part of our Triple M Summer Beach House giveaway. All the details are online. If you're not a member of the Triple M Club as yet, make sure you do so. Head to triplem.com.au. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they don't do ordinary. It's about time for me to wander off for the day. Have a great day today. I'll be back tomorrow for Brekkie. We'll do it all again from 6. See ya.